The Kenai Peninsula lost one of its most influential figures Wednesday. Clayton Brockle, the founding director of Kenai Peninsula College, died. He was 85. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
Clayton Brockle was chosen as the first director of KPC in 1963. He had been an English teacher in the Kenai City School District, famously working out of a 1963 Chevy sedan, which he called Old Blue. He traveled the peninsula, slowly building the support and the infrastructure to provide post-secondary education on the Kenai.
Believe me, his job when he got here to create the college is much more difficult than anybody that followed him.
That's Gary Turner, the college's current director.
It's a very difficult day for us. It's the end of an era. Clayton was the founder of KPC and started things in 1963, 1964. And there's only ever one founder. There's only ever one first. And that was Clayton. And he was quite a man. He was quite a leader. And we will really miss him.
He says Brockle's experience and his continued involvement with the college have been invaluable over the past five decades.
You have to understand these jobs are not the easiest. There's a lot of politics in these jobs. And Clayton was one guy because he'd been there before. And he was a guy I could believe in and trust, and he would provide me the advice and the suggestions and the recommendations that made my job easier. I don't know how I would have managed without that.
Next year is a big year for institutions on the Kenai. The college, the borough, and the borough school district all turn 50.
One coin for each organization. And on the front of each will be the likeness of Clayton Brockle, Harold Pomeroy, who was the first borough mayor, and Sterling Sears, who was the first school district superintendent. And on the obverse side of those coins will be the logo for each of those organizations. So yesterday, we took the wax sculptures of these men to show to Clayton so he could see that project. He had known about it. We had talked to him about it. So it was pretty fitting the day before he passed that he got to see his likeness, and it's going to be on a coin. So that was pretty special.
Clayton Brockle is survived by his wife, Jean. He was preceded in death by his son, John, in 2008. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.